And welcome, everyone. Greetings this morning. I'm happy to be with you. I hope you're happy to be here, too. Well, if you're here, I think you're happy to be here with us. This is another edition of Terry Talks Nutrition. And I'm Terry Naturally. We're going to be here for the next hour. Same time, same station. Everything is all together here this morning. And we're going to bring you some very interesting topics. Topics that can change your life. You know, you are the only one. You and I, each are responsible for our own health. Nobody else. Nobody. Not your doctor. Not your chiropractor. Not any professional. Naturopathic doctor. They can assist us and give us ideas, like I am doing right now, as to how to improve your health, but you've got to make the choice. 98% of all diseases, so-called diseases, they're really not, they're metabolic disorders. Your body is out of order because what you're eating is not providing the chemistry to change your health. So you are undermining your health every day by making the wrong choices. So you've got to make the right choices to be healthy. Your doctor can't make those choices for you. No drug company, no chiropractor, no naturopathic doctor. You're on your own. It's your own responsibility, yours and mine. I make mine every day. Some days I don't do the best, but then the next day I do better. That's all we can do is try to improve our health every day by including some steps, some tips, some ideas that can improve the quality of our life. Doesn't make any difference how old you are, what challenge you face. Some challenges are more severe than others, but they are all choices. But if we start too late, then they're more difficult to overcome. If you allow your body to deteriorate to such a degree that it's hard to reverse, you're not going to make as much impact of a quality of life in the future. So start early. Never too early to be healthy. Never too early to be cognizant of your health. Your health is in your hands. And I'm only here to help give you some information as to what you can do to improve your health. I don't improve your health. I can't do that. You can only improve your health. I can only improve my health. Everybody's on their own. You know the old saying, garbage in and garbage out. You stick garbage in your body, you can't expect to be healthy. And said, today, we're going to talk about our featured topic. That is resveratrol. And then we're going to talk about the deadliest cancer for people under the age of 50. The deadliest cancer occurring primarily under 50. Way, way too early. But never too early to go to bed. Early to bed is healthier. And what can you do about your aching knees when you go up steps? Do they ache? Do you feel pain? Are you way overweight? Putting more pounds on those knees? More stress? More trauma. And you know, sugar is really bad for you. From all the research I've done on sugar, sugar doesn't kill you outright. But it's probably responsible for the mechanism of action that precedes every known disease. The chemistry of having to respond to the sugar that comes into our body causes all of our major diseases. Sugar is a killer. Nancy Appleton wrote a book called Sugar is Suicide. Sugar is bad for you, but only more bad for you when you drink it. When you drink sugar, it is really bad and worse than eating it. And today everybody is talking about the gut-brain axis. What does that mean? And how do we turn off inflammation? Inflammation is not the killer. What precedes inflammation, causing inflammation in our body. Inflammation is good and bad. We can't heal anything without inflammation. Inflammation heals wounds, injuries, trauma. All the things that we do to deteriorate our body, and food like sugar and carbohydrates and omega-6 fatty acids all cause inflammation. We can stop inflammation, the bad inflammation. So we have a lot to cover today, so we might as well get right at it and start doing as much as we can during this hour. Now, resveratrol. Some people call it the fountain of youth. Is it really? Well, resveratrol is a natural plant compound found in many of the foods that we eat, or maybe we don't eat. It's a polyphenol, and we have talked about polyphenols many, many times. Curcumin is a polyphenol. There's 8,000 polyphenols that have been discovered today. And this compound, resveratrol, is found in the skin of grapes, red wine, not white wine, red wine, red wine, berries and plants. And concentrated resveratrol can be extracted from these sources and then used as a supplement. We may not be getting enough resveratrol in the foods that we eat. Maybe it's not absorbed well, but it can also be made into a supplement to be used daily. And it occurs in two forms. The most active form of resveratrol is called trans resveratrol. And like all polyphenols, resveratrol is a very powerful antioxidant and anti-inflammatory, and also with very powerful anti-cancer effects. And there's a compound called SIRT, S-I-R-T. And resveratrol is known for its effect on this compound. What is SIRT-1? S-I-R-T-1. SIRT-1 is a member of a family of proteins that protect against age-related diseases and with the ability to extend lifespan with a higher quality of life. SIRT-1 is involved in regulating insulin secretion, blood sugar levels, protecting against brain issues, promoting muscle repair and function. SIRT-1. The levels decline with age, like everything. As we get older, everything declines. We don't take stress easily anymore. We don't run as fast anymore. We don't digest as well as we did before. Age claims a lot of our life. And as it declines with age, it can really be reduced by additional factors like the oxidative stress. What is oxidative stress? Obesity, because it's stress on your body. Smoking, additional stress. And stress itself causes oxidative stress. Excessive sun. All of these compounds or conditions can cause oxidative stress, which ages the cells, causes damage to the cells. Also, energy-rich, high-fat diets. Now, if you're using the right fats, fats are very, very healthy for us. But they have to be the right kind of fats. But fats are very healthy for us. What's bad is sugar and carbohydrates. Anything made from grain flour or grains, like cereals, pasta, bread, cakes, pies, crackers, all the grain products cause inflammation, cause obesity, causes pain. You know, why don't you just give that up? Because I know you're going to be buying some anti-inflammatory drugs or anti-inflammatory supplements, which are can all be good, but why are we living in a way to cause more inflammation daily and more chronic inflammatory diseases like arthritis, heart disease, AD, MS, MG? All of these diseases are caused by an inflammatory process. And one way to increase the level of SIRT, SIRT-1, is to stop eating excessive calories. So calorie restriction. Animal studies have shown that when they reduce half of the calories, half of the food that they could eat, they become younger. They have less inflammation. They have less disease. In fact, in a study, in a human study, not animal studies, but human studies, young overweight adults were put on a 25% calorie restriction, which then increased SIRT-1 by 113% measured in muscle tissue. And we have some good news, because resveratrol increases SIRT-1. And resveratrol increases SIRT-1 without requiring calorie restriction. Another great study. 48 healthy adults, ages 55 to 65, were put on a diet of supplementary daily resveratrol or calorie or caloric restriction, 50% reduction in calories daily for 1 month. Now, at the end of 1 month, we have half the group on resveratrol. We have the other portion of the group, another half, with a 50% reduction in caloric intake. This lasted for 1 month. Now, both groups, after 1 month, saw significant increases in SIRT-1, over 8 times higher values on day 30. Resveratrol was just as effective as cutting calories for increasing SIRT-1 levels. Now, this doesn't mean you can eat more. This means that by taking resveratrol, you'll be living longer with less of the aging factors. Now, the effects of resveratrol, when it's taken as a supplement, buy it in a capsule or a tablet. Researchers gave animals a high-calorie diet, excessive calories, with added sugar. And after 6 months, half the animals also received trans-resveratrol. And the differences between the two groups were significant. 40 to 60% of the animals developed skin lesions and cataracts, but treatment with resveratrol reduced the number of affected animals by up to 20% or less. Additionally, animals receiving resveratrol had 20% reduction in blood sugar levels, 33% increase in protective antioxidant enzymes, the enzyme superoxide dismutase, 67% increase in SIRT1 levels, much better protection, puts us in a better state of health. So what else activates SIRT1? Well, curcumin and quercetin. Both are very effective, powerful polyphenols. Curcumin has been shown to activate SIRT1 in head and neck cancer, neurological diseases like stroke, traumatic brain injury, Alzheimer's disease, Parkinson's disease, diabetes, heart disease. So in an animal model of diabetes, treatment with quercetin restored SIRT1 levels to better than normal levels. Now, there are lots of health benefits by increasing SIRT1. Now, here is a formulation that has been highly successful in research. All three are polyphenols: resveratrol, curcumin, and quercetin. And they all have related benefits. They all work on the same kinds of conditions: cancer, diabetes, heart disease, metabolic syndrome, aging, dementia, and all the other neurological diseases, fatty liver disease. This is a combination that's highly effective in protecting our body from the ravages of aging. Here's how I would use it: resveratrol, curcumin, and quercetin are recognized as being difficult for the body to be absorbed. That happens with drugs, all kinds of compounds. Resveratrol has some absorption issues and metabolizes quickly. Curcuminoids absorption can be as low as almost undetectable. Quercetin absorption varies from 3 to 17%. But a very interesting compound, a natural starch, a vegetable starch, all completely natural. It's called gamma-cyclodextrin. Cyclodextrin is a starch from a vegetable. And it improves absorption of poorly soluble nutrients. And resveratrol, in a complex with gamma-cyclodextrin, also have shown to preserve antioxidant ability and increase absorption substantially. It's probably best to take 250 milligrams of this combination of resveratrol, curcumin, and quercetin. You'll then have it in the right ratio that was within the studies of this combination. Also combined with gamma cyclodextrin for absorption, for daily longevity and extra good health. This is a combination that can be used to improve the quality of your life, no matter what stage of your life, no matter what age of your life. Use it to be healthy. Now, the deadliest cancer for people under 50. I'm sure you already recognized it. You already guessed it. Yes, you probably are right. The deadliest cancer for people under 50 is what? Colon cancer. So be alert for the signs of colon cancer. There are some that you can understand and know prior to being diagnosed. So be on the alert. I'll give you some of those as we get into the program. But cancer rates in general, fortunately, are going down. But colon cancer rates in young people are going up. Colon cancer rates in people under the age of 50, hang on, have doubled since 1995. And colon cancer is the leading cause of cancer death for people under the age of 50. The actor, James Van Dirkbeck, recently passed away at the age of 48, colon cancer. Now, these are symptoms that you should not ignore. If you have these symptoms, you might want to talk to your doctor, no matter what age, but especially under 50, but no matter what age, constant abdominal pain, extreme fatigue, feeling like you are always tired or weak, and the most obvious, blood in your stool, or any lasting change in bowel habits. Even reoccurring constipation or diarrhea can be a symptom of colon cancer. How do you stop colon cancer? One of the most powerful natural medicines to treat colon cancer is curcumin. The research shows that curcumin has a triple effect, three times, against colon cancer. Protects against colon cancer cell formation. Prevents cancer progression. Causes colon cancer cells to self-destruct. Curcumin makes conventional cancer drugs more effective, including in cancer cells that are resistant to drug treatment. This means less of a toxic cancer drug is needed for beneficial effects. There is less risk of adverse effects or cancer reoccurrence. Also, along with curcumin, I would absolutely consider andrographis and melatonin, and I'll tell you why. They both are effective by themselves. Melatonin is an anti-cancer molecule or hormone. It's not just for sleep. Melatonin is one of the most powerful miracle molecules I know. Andrographis does everything to tune up your body. But both together reduce colon cancer. But the combination reduced tumor size, animal model of colon cancer, by almost 90%. In tests conducted by the cancer researcher, Dr. Ajay Goel at City of Hope Hospital in Los Angeles. This is extremely valuable to know. So the best way to prevent, reverse, or help drugs manage cancer therapy is curcumin, andrographis, and melatonin. There's a few others, but these three are powerful that can reduce tumor size by 90% over a small period of time, a month. With that, my friends, I've got to pause. We've got to take a break here for some commercials and some time for the station to identify itself. I'll come right back right after this, right here on Terry Talks Nutrition. I'm Terry Naturally. And welcome back, my friends. This is Terry Naturally with our second portion of the show. In this edition, we'll be here to the top of the hour. Stay with us if you can. If you can't, wherever you're going, have a fantastic, beautiful, and wonderful day. And do something today and every day to make your life better, more healthy, and you're blessed. You can do that. Don't hang your head between your knees. Smile, stand up, be happy. Just say to yourself, I feel healthy, I feel happy, I feel terrific. That's all you have to do, over and over, say that. And you know what? Your mind will believe that. And you'll make your body work much, much better and more healthy. But we're here to share with you ideas right here on Terry Talks Nutrition. But remember, we're here for an hour. If you take the time to go to my website, TerryTalksNutrition.com. There you can listen to the radio shows over and over and over again because you're always going to miss something. Or maybe you missed the entire show. All the shows are archived in the radio show section on my website. And if you want to subscribe to my newsletter, I'll send you a new newsletter to your email address every Friday. And they're all archived in the e-newsletter section. So you can read and listen, as they say, to the cows come home. There's lots of information. Use it. You will have more knowledge, more information, more intelligent information than your doctor on health and nutrition. Your doctor has no knowledge on how to make you healthy. The doctor treats your symptoms with drugs and medication, which eventually will cause more side effects that might require more drugs. So now, go to bed early because it's a lot healthier for your body. The early birds tend to have the healthiest hearts. Researchers collected health data from over 322,000 who also reported whether they were early birds that woke up early or night owls that stayed up all night, or late at night. And the results, people who identified as night owls were much more likely to experience heart disease. Now, hang on for this. They were almost 80% more likely, 80% more likely than the early birds to have heart disease and may experience a heart attack or stroke, as 16% more likely to experience a heart attack or stroke. You can prevent 80% of heart disease and possibly 16% of a heart attack or a stroke by going to bed early. Now, you still need 7 to 9 hours of sleep, no matter when you go to bed. I go to bed early, but I get up very early. I can't wait to start the day. I get into all my emails early in the morning. I answer my emails. I stay in touch with the office. I'm doing all kinds of work on my computer early in the morning. Nobody bothers me. Nobody asks me questions. The phone's not ringing. TV's not on, whatever. The only time I'm interrupted is my little baby girl, Bella, my little Australian shepherd, wants to go outside to potty. So then I'm interrupted. But she's only out there for a few minutes and she's back in the house. It can be hard to turn a night owl off and turn them into an early bird. But night owls can be healthier, much more healthy, by keeping a consistent sleep-wake pattern, a sleep-wake cycle. You have to get enough sleep. That's how we recharge our body. You can't put your phone on recharge for 5 minutes. You've got to put it on long enough to recharge it to 100%. We have to get our body recharged up to 100%. So we need enough sleep. The minimum is 7 hours, but much better at 9 hours. If you're not healthy, if you're fighting and battling challenges, health challenges, get 9 hours of sleep. If you wake up, don't get out of bed. You might fall off into sleep again. Even if you stay drowsy, it's better than getting up. And then get some sunshine in the morning. Exposure to morning sunlight. That means before 10 a.m. Help synchronize your circadian rhythm and triggers release of cortisol and serotonin for alertness and a positive mood. Serotonin is a wonderful neurotransmitter. It gives you a very positive mood. And sunshine helps that happen, as well as some supplements will do as well to improve serotonin levels, like folic acid, B12, vitamin B6, ashwagandha. These are all natural nutrients that will improve the cycle of serotonin and dopamine. Now, I'm sure many of you out there have aching knees. Your knees pound when you go up a step or steps. They ache like crazy. They might even ache when you're doing nothing. But you can do something about that. That will be very positive. And here's something you may not know. The more you weigh, the greater the pressure on your knees. Pressure on the knees is 1.5 times your body weight when walking on level ground. Just walking on level ground. Your knees experience 1.5 times your body weight. Now, pressure is 2 to 3 times your body weight when going up or down stairs. 2 to 3 times. If you weigh 150 pounds, you might be up to 300 to 450 pounds on those knees. Could you put a barbell of weighing 300 pounds or 400 pounds on your back and walk downstairs? But that's what your knees are taking. Pressure is 4 times your body weight when squatting. So when you squat down, you might have the equivalent of 300, 400, 500 pounds on your knees. Now here's a good example. A 150-pound woman squatting down to pick up something from the floor can put as much as 750 pounds of pressure on her knees. You wonder why our knees ache and hurt? Because we abuse them. Because we're not slim. We're not of light weight in most cases. So many people are obese. So many people are carrying more than the amount of weight that they should. So get your weight down as one of the best things to do for your knees. If your knees ache, taking off 20, 30, 40, or 50 or more pounds can do a wonder for your knees. So keep your knees healthy. Maintain a healthy body weight. You know, the best way that I found is to make sure that your waistline is half of your height. So if you're 6 feet tall, that's 72 inches. So your waistline should be 36. I'm 5'5". And I've had my waistline at 36. That's not good. And until I went on the ketogenic diet, I had that constantly. Now I'm 5'5", and I have a 30 waistline. Just right in the ballpark. Now here's a formula that I've seen work extremely well on aching knees. It's a combination of 3,000 IUs of vitamin D3 plus 1,560 milligrams of curcumin, boswellia, and fructose borate, a natural source of boron. B-O-R-O-N, boron, the mineral. Why these three work? Well, vitamin D, in a recent study, found that men with low vitamin D levels were twice as likely to have arthritis than men with sufficient vitamin D levels. And fructose borate, this is a very interesting compound. It's a fruit-based boron, found in fruit. And there's a compound in our body that's called C-reactive protein. It tells how much inflammation we have in our body. Your doctor can tell you. Your doctor can measure the C-reactive protein. It's a marker of inflammation. Well, when people took fructose borate, this marker that would indicate inflammation was introduced up to 37% in patients treated with boron. And the arthritis symptoms decreased by 29%. And curcumin and boswellia, they always are more effective. They're as effective as Celebrex. Celebrex is one of the known medical drugs for reducing pain and inflammation. But it has side effects. Curcumin and boswellia were studied against Celebrex and came out to be equally as effective as Celebrex. No side effects. These two compounds have shown to reduce arthritis pain and increase mobility as effectively as Celebrex, and no side effects or adverse events. Always look for the natural source. There's always something available that can help you in a way that outshines drugs. And even if you're a little bit less than the drug, you don't have to worry about side effects or damage to the stomach, or kidneys, or liver. The natural way is the safest way. Now, would you ever drink sugar? This is a study I saw, I thought was very interesting. Drinking sugar. Now, I know you have the wrong concept in your mind right now. So hang on. Drinking sugar is worse than eating it. Now, where do we get liquid sugar? And it's the worst. Well, researchers looked at 29 studies involving over 800,000 participants, assessing the effects of sugar and sugar intake on their health. They found that the form of sugar mattered. Every additional daily serving of soda, that's what people drink, and it's liquid sugar, or any sugary beverage, increased the risk of type 2 diabetes by 25% versus the intake of dietary and natural sugar. The researchers found that the liquid fructose has extreme effects on the liver, stimulating fatty liver formation, fatty liver disease, and decreasing insulin sensitivity. Insulin has to work in order to lower blood sugar levels. When we have a high blood sugar level, we are pre-diabetic and maybe diabetic type 2. But we need insulin to work effectively, driving the sugar or shuttling the sugar into the cells so the cells can produce energy. But now when the cells are so full of sugar, the insulin can't work anymore. So the cells become resistant to insulin, or insulin isn't effective anymore. Now we have to work with high levels of sugar in the bloodstream, high levels of insulin in the bloodstream, and that is disastrous. But also micronutrients, fiber and polyphenols in food might have a buffering effect on sugar content. For example, berries. I love berries. I always have at least a cup of blueberries or bilberries every day. Explaining why whole foods containing sugar, natural sugar, do not raise the risk of diabetes the way liquid sugar does. We have more liver toxicity, liver disease, fatty liver disease, brought on by liquid fructose found in most sugar drinks. Try to eliminate anything in a liquid form. Now, everybody is talking about the gut-brain axis, A-X-I-S, axis, the gut-brain axis. So one of this year's trending topics on social media is the importance of gut-brain connection. Your intestines, your gut, are constantly sending information to your brain so it can monitor digestion, energy balance, and keep the internal organs of your body working smoothly together. But if the gut isn't healthy, communication to the brain doesn't run smoothly and leads to conditions ranging from IBS to anxiety to depression. Yes, depression comes from your gut. The key nutrient that you need for a gut-brain connection is a word that I can't pronounce. I think it's 25 or 26 letters long. So it's abbreviated to P-E-A, Peter Esther Apple. Peter Esther Apple. It's a natural compound, can be synthesized in the body, can be made in the body, manufactured in the body, and found in food. It stops pain, brings down inflammation, and protects brain cells from damage. If you take care of your gut and your brain, which is exactly what P does, P-E-A, and how does this work? Well, for the gut, it strengthens the intestinal walls. It modulates motility, intestinal contractions, reduces inflammation, rebuilds beneficial gut bacteria. Make sure everyone should be, I think everybody should be on a really great multiple that contains at least 30 or more natural nutrients, some form of omega-3 fatty acid, and a probiotic. You haven't spent a lot of money, and you have really improved the quality of your life. Now, for the brain, P crosses the blood-brain barrier. That means it enters the brain. It reduces inflammation of the brain, protects cells against toxins, neutralizes oxidative stress. Now, the best way to use P is to pair it with an enzyme. Serapeptase, an enzyme that is originally was found in silkworms in Japan as far back as the 1950s. Reduces inflammation and swelling and breaks down abnormal blood clots to increase circulation. And this combination is ideal for restoring the gut-brain axis. It works on leaky gut, IBS and irritable bowel syndrome, mental illness. What's the connection? Well, what happens in the gut happens in the brain. Mental illness, including anxiety and depression. Pain, especially nerve pain. So what dosage should you use? Well, from all the research that I've seen, if you're taking P-E-A in a supplemental form, 300 to 600 milligrams, along with 10 to 20 milligrams of the enzyme, with gamma-cyclodextrin, for boosting absorption. Gamma-cyclodextrin is a starch, and it combines with an ingredient, engulfs an ingredient, and increases the absorption. The gamma-cyclodextrin is not absorbed. It has many other benefits as well, but it's made to increase the absorption. It can do that for anything, whether it's drugs or supplements or whatever. It is a very, very well-known starch that has no absorption on its own. It has no calories. It just carries the ingredient through the intestinal tract into the bloodstream for a better absorption rate. It boosts absorption. So look for that as well, because that'll absolutely increase the value of whatever you're taking. You know, we only have about a minute left, and I hate to start another project or another issue. So just as a reminder, you're in control. You're not happy with your health? Then find a way to become more healthy. First of all, food is your medicine. Eliminate carbohydrates that ultimately will convert into sugar. They're all a source of sugar. Grain foods, flour from grains. Dr. William Davis called it wheat belly. Dr. Perlmutter called it grain brain. Grains affect our body negatively. Whether it's bread or pasta or cakes, pies, pancakes, you name it. Anything made out of flour. But there's other carbohydrates but are not as seriously negative, like good vegetables, a small amount of fruit, especially berries, well known for their value. So these can all help, but start with your diet. Go on a low carbohydrate diet. You know, man came into this world, man, woman, whoever, millions of years ago. It already was a low-carbohydrate diet. It was caveman diet or the Stone Age diet. So with that, my friends, I've got to run. All out of time. But God bless you. And say a prayer for this crazy, crazy world. And God bless this great country.